Welcome to Perfectly Poured. This is a safe place where faith meets community, and I'm so glad to see you back here.
Hi, guys. Just want to sit here in gratitude because I just don't... I'm sitting here in gratitude with our OG cup because this is my first ever episode that I'm dropping for the year, and I wanted to be super intentional about this. So normally I'll create an outline to keep me on task on what I talk to you guys about. This is me being super transparent, but God is calling me to be more authentic. He really has. And to stop making excuses. I had a conversation with my brother this morning on how do I persevere? I understand that I am a resilient person because of the things that I've gone through in life. I've gotten up, shook myself off, and kept going. However, when it comes to being a kingdompreneur, I'm a kingdom entrepreneur, and to break that down, the whole point of Perfectly Poured, the podcast, is to not only show you guys who I am authentically, but to also increase and expand and further the kingdom. I'm showing you a glimpse of God's love and forgiveness and what an authentic relationship with Him looks like. And if I'm going to utilize outlines and show notes, that's not going to help me with being authentic. I have to be raw. And I am very grateful for it. This being our first episode, and this is also first episode of season 2. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking around and listening to me and watching me grow and just discuss some hard, sticky topics. And I appreciate you sticking around because you could be listening to anybody else, but you're here. And that I'm super appreciative of. Perfectly Poured is about perfectly pouring into your hearts, into your mind, to validate who you are. And it's about pouring out the bad, you know what I mean? You know? And allowing ourselves to be poured into. So that's what this is all about. So I have to remain completely authentic. I'm gonna let y'all know, in the beginning of the year, I think a lot of people really focus on these resolutions, these New Year resolutions, right? I was called to do something totally different. I instead did a prayer board. What am I expecting God for? You know, scripture says, write the vision, make it plain. And when we let the Lord know what is it that we really want, I don't like the ideology of a vision board or of a New Year resolution. Vision board, we'll get to that in a second, but the New Year's resolution, that's what I really don't like the idea of, and this is why. What are we resolving? Are we expecting problems already? How about we design what our future's supposed to be? We're co-writers with this story. God already knows the plan and the map of our lives. We have the free will to either choose to be in alignment or choose to not be in alignment. What could that look like for you or I? I'll tell you what that looks like. That looks like if we allow ourselves to follow these flesh-like desires, we reap what we sow. Therefore, that's why, hello, you get that, whatever that looks like, that consequence of those actions happening. Sometimes it's not trials and tribulations. Sometimes it's the fleshly desires that had caused you the problem. So now you have to work on resolving it. If you use your free will to be in alignment with things that are good and true and healthy for you, not doing these things that are going to keep you in stagnation and cause you to not break these generational curses. If you're choosing to go against the flesh and go against, you know, what you've been used to, that puts you back into the alignment of what God has for you. And you live a beautiful, wonderful life. Doesn't mean that you won't experience some things. And the resolution really for that could be you going to therapy and finally healing. from whatever happened in your childhood. Hello? I'm actively doing that. So I'm not saying that as a call out, but that's something that I'm doing that so this way I could be more open to what God is trying to tell me, more open to what He's trying to show me, more open to healthy relationships, not having to have a heart full of pain and mistrust, thinking that people are out here trying to hurt me when they're not. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't like the idea of New Year resolutions. What I want is to be able to press in on what God has for me. And I created a prayer board. Okay, vision board. We're going to get to that. The vision board. The thing that I don't like about the vision boards is it becomes self-centered. And if you're not careful, it will become idolatry. Why? Because you're glorifying the materialistic things in life. And I'm not saying that you're not worthy of having riches and not you're not worthy of having a big house or whatever it is that you desire in your heart. You are worthy of that. But if you focus on the love of money and the love of these materialistic things, you lose sight of self. You lose sight of God. And that's really not what He's trying to have us do. Materialistic things come and go, but you have to have a firm foundation. And that's why I decided to make, I made two things. I made a prayer board and I made a vision board, but in the center of both is God. Because that is my firm foundation. God is the reason why I'm even here. He's the reason why I am the woman I am today. And I have to be grateful and circle everything back to the only one who truly gets me and the only one who really has my back. So if you're thinking about creating a vision board, I say go ahead and do so. I want you to, that be a task for you. And it's also for me. I saw the lovely idea on TikTok. Shout out to the girl who posted it because it really ignited a fire in me. It was super cool to see because all she did was get a cork board, some colorful envelopes. Literally, these peelistic envelopes. And from Walmart, by the way. And some index cards. And you just decorate it however you want. Like, I got some like stickers from Dollar Tree because they're cute and they're big and extravagant. So shout out to being costly, you know, not costly, but cost effective. Shout out to being cost effective. Very grateful for that. But anyways, and that is going to hold us accountable for what we're trying to see God do for us this year. But you have to also do the work. You have to do the work. You have to believe in yourself. You have to show up. And that leads me to what we're going to talk about. The art of showing up. Persevering. I asked my brother. I was talking to God. And I was just letting him know about how I felt stumped. It's already the 24th day of the month. And I had experienced some obstacles and some hurdles, but of course with fasting and praying and committing myself, I've recommitted myself to Him because I'm trying to have a better and firmer foundation on who I am, because I know and I recognize that I'm the daughter of the Most High. But to silence the noise of what's going around us so I can keep my focus on Him, because we don't have time to allow fear, doubt, worry, and anxiety through our doors. Like, we have to be so protective of that. And that is why. So I was like, Lord, how do I continue to persevere? Like, how do I continue to show up? And y'all, my brother called and we off the rip had a conversation and I said the same thing. He was like, you need to show up. Just show up. That's literally it. God is literally, He has everything lined up for us. He's just inviting us to just show up. And that's what I'm choosing to do. So no more show notes. I'm just showing up. Raw and authentically. Hi, it's me. I also realized a few things. Like, don't beat yourself up just because you feel like you haven't met certain goals that you have set for yourself. This month, be grateful for the small ones that you overcame, you know? And there's true power in rest. No, don't have any excuses as to why you can't do something. But if God is simply just calling you to rest, just rest. If it's just like, it's not even so much being lazy, it's just, it's rest. There's so much power in being still. When you're able to be still, you can recuperate again. And I think that's where I was at. That's why you guys haven't seen an episode from me consistently, because one, the Lord was pruning me on the back end. He was teaching me about how to have boundaries. Now I really know for sure about them boundaries. Like, y'all take boundaries serious, because it's good for you and whoever is on the other side of those boundaries. And you can't be a people pleaser. That's it. You can't please everybody. So he's been teaching me that. And he's been showing me things that I really needed. And, you know, the other day I was riding in the car with my grandma, and she has said something to me that really had, me reflecting. So I was looking at the trees and I was like, man, I can't wait for springtime, because I can't wait to see these trees bloom again. And it made me think, seasons happen for a reason. And every season allows us to either grow or shake off old leaves to grow new ones back. Those bare bone trees, my grandma said, they still have life in them. They may look dead, but they still have life. And that is us. The trees are also us. No matter what storm and season that you go through, it's not so much of what's on the outside as what's on the inside. You still have life. So no matter the obstacles, no matter the hurdles, no matter the seasons, when we go through the pruning season and when it's cold and it's time for those old leaves to drop, so this way we can restore for the, you know, rest and be still for the springtime, so that, you know, we can flourish again. That's just like life. But either way, those trees are still showing up. They're not popping back into the ground. They're showing up. Same thing with the hydrangeas. They still show up. So that's what we're going to do. We're not even going to call it a resolution. We're just going to call it the staple. It's our staples. It's our seeds, you know? And another exciting thing that I wanted to let you guys know, the Lord pressed in my heart to turn what would be a podcast into a community. So Perfectly Poured is now a community. It's now a faith-based community. So yes, I'll still be putting out episodes. Yes, I'm even more amped up to be more consistent. I'm not a normal creator. When I feel like I need to rest for a bit, I will, but I do feel like the Lord is pulling me to be more consistent and to show up no matter what it looks like. Because y'all, when I tell you, it took me about, this is like my fourth time recording. I recorded in the beginning of the year, my phone had died in the middle of me recording. Okay, recording again. Camera had no sound. You gotta be kidding me. Why? Because I recorded in S&Q. So that thing was silent and quiet. Okay. And I was like, you know what? This ain't working. Like, Lord, is this a sign? But also, it's like, when you know that you have greatness in you and you are about to hit a breakthrough, that's when the enemy tries to cause everything in you to doubt your future and your purpose. And let me tell you something. He ain't gonna win. Why? Because I'm a child of God. He called me here to talk to you, so you can awaken the spirit that's inside you. So you can shake those dry bones and become life again. Wake up. That's what this is for. So this is what this podcast is about. So here's my ode to y'all for showing up. I'm showing up. I want you to show up. I love you guys very much. Thank you for, of course, always listening to my TED Talks. Shout out to TED Talk. Y'all need to just, you know, book your girl, because I drop these nuggets, okay? These nuggets. So, all right, y'all, my homework for you guys. is I want you guys to get yourself a prayer board. I want you to write on those index cards all the things that you are expecting of the Lord to bring into fruition. And remember, you are a co-creator. Hello? Exercise your free will in the most beautiful ways. Like, I was talking to my cousin too as well. When it comes to these vision boards and these prayer boards, understand that you are the heir to the throne, which means that God will do exceedingly and abundantly all that you ever ask or think of, as long as you bring your desires to Him. That's it. You bring it to Him, He'll bring it to fruition. So get crazy with it. Doesn't matter how big or small, tap into your imagination, because that imagination really is the faith. And oh, that's gonna be a segment for next week. We're gonna have to get into that, because I feel like a lot of us as adults have lost the beauty of imagination, just because little Tommy in the eighth grade told you that you was being silly for having an imaginary friend. Okay, get over it. You need to tap into your imagination, because that is what being a visionary is. When you see it, it can happen, because it's supposed to happen in your heart. As long as it's a conducive imagination. I mean, I'm not talking about nothing crazy now. But what I'm saying is tap into that. Tap into that while you're creating your boards and you're asking God of these beautiful things. And don't, you know, just expect a miracle in different ways. For your family, for your friends, for your community. You want to be the blessing so people can see the blessing and enjoy the blessing. When we do that, and we allow God to be at the center of everything, not only does it, you know, advance the kingdom, but it impacts us personally, and it impacts those that we are serving. So keep that in mind. And if this episode spoke to you guys, like always, please make sure you like, share, follow, comment, subscribe. I love to always hear what you guys think of these episodes, because they are love letters to y'all. So please let me know what y'all think in the comments. And just stay tuned for more to come. I got some exciting things lined up. But this was the most exciting, because I haven't been able to hop in front of my camera in a hot minute and talk to y'all. So I love you. Y'all be blessed. And until next time, bring your cups so we can stay perfectly poured. Bye.